Children, first we're going to read a story that mentions sweeping the house. This is the story of when Abraham's servant came to find a wife for Isaac, and he prayed to the Lord for a sign, and then the Lord gave him the sign that Rebekah was the one for Isaac, because she not only offered him a drink, but also got water for his camels. Here's how the story continues. And it was, when the camels had completed drinking, that the man took a jewel of gold, its weight a half shekel, and two bracelets for her hands, 10 of gold their weight. And he said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray, is there room in thy father's house for us to pass the night?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, to whom she gave birth for Nahor." And she said to him, "We have both straw and much provender, also room to pass the night." And the man bent and bowed himself down to Yehovah. And he said, "Blessed be Yehovah, the God of my Lord Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth from with my Lord. I, being in the way, Yehovah has led me to the house of the brothers of my Lord." And the damsel ran and told her mother's house according to these words. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran outside to the man, to the fount. And it was when he saw the jewel and the bracelets on his sister's hands, when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, "Thus the man spoke to me," that he came to the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the fount. And he said, "Come, thou blessed of Yehovah, why dost thou stand outside? For I have swept the house, and there is room for the camels." We also read from Luke chapter 15, two parables. And all the publicans and sinners were near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man accepts sinners and eats with them." And he said to them this parable, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep and having lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise, there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner who repents more than over 99 just who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 drachmas, if she lose one drachma, does not kindle a lamp and sweep the house and search with care until she find it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma which I had lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Finally, we read from the heavenly doctrine about the meaning of sweeping the house. That this signifies that all things were prepared and full of goods is evident from the signification of sweeping, as being to prepare and to be filled. More about this in a moment. And from the signification of a house as being good. And the man himself, because of the good which is in him, is called a house. The reason to sweep signifies to prepare and to be filled is that nothing else is required of a man than to sweep the house. That is, to reject the lusts of evil and the resulting persuasions of falsity. For then he is filled with goods, because good is continually flowing in from the Lord, but into the house, that is, into the man, who is purified from such things as block the influx, that is, things that reflect or pervert or suffocate the inflowing good. Hence it was common with the ancients to speak of sweeping or cleaning the house, and of sweeping and preparing the way. By sweeping the house was meant to purify oneself from evils, and thereby to prepare oneself for goods to enter. But by sweeping the way was meant to prepare oneself so that truths might be received. For by a house was signified good, and by a way, truth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.